Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to the Gamer Region. I'm your host, Chrysler McNugget, your number one gamer and your number one host for all things gaming related. As always, I'm joined here on my left
by Alan Sizzler, your second host on this podcast, 2 out of 3. And to my left,
I'm Gerald Me Richards, and I'm the number 3 gamer of all time. And I'm okay with that.
All time. You've moved up ever since then. Gerald Me.
You know, it's the same every week. It's always been my name.
You can understand I stumble on it every time.
Of course, it's a very confusing name.
The same every week for this annual podcast.
That's right. We release one episode every year. We've been running for approximately 16 years. This is episode 17. So welcome back and thank you for downloading. As you know, this is the number one source for all things gaming related, all the news, all the updates, all the patches, and all the fixes. You can tune in here and you hear everything for the upcoming year.
You get your annual weekly episodes in which we decide that there's a game that we kind of wanted to talk about, so we record an episode.
That's exactly what happens. That's... There's no schedule. It's just when we feel like it.
And that's the whole show.
Now, well, the end. Not the end. There's still plenty to come. Of course, I want to check in with you guys because I haven't talked to you in over a year. So I want to know, what have you guys been playing lately? All right. Well, I'll open up first. First off, I want to thank everyone for tuning into my mixer over the last year. Of course, we all know how that ended up. But jumping ship over to the Twitch, I had about 18% of my followers join me. It was great to see them come, and I'd love to see anyone else pop in at any time. Please like and subscribe to all of my videos on YouTube, Twitch, and anything else that I'm on.
I didn't know that you're a streamer.
Of course. I stream. You don't follow me? That's a little hurtful, Gerald Me.
No, I didn't know. I thought that this was kind of just a thing that you did for fun.
This is our only time to catch up is this podcast.
So I know that myself and Alan have quite a bit of notoriety because of this program, but I guess I didn't realize that you did as well.
Well, as you remember, you guys didn't make that jump over to Mixer, and I did. I thought it was going to be big. I heard, what's his name? The Fortnite guy? Ninja. I don't even remember his name, because he's not even on my radar. I saw him jump over and get the big paycheck, and I thought, hey, I'm a better gamer than that guy. Why can't I get paid? Jumped over to Mixer, sure enough. Had over 2,000 followers and ended up sticking around until they went under. Jumped back over to Twitch, and now I'm sitting pretty at just over 100. So, you know, I'm catching up to you guys. What was your follower count last time you checked?
147 for me. I'm getting pretty close to being a partner.
Yeah, I got 26 followers.
Wow. Nice. That's nothing to sneeze at.
No, that's...
Is that what people say?
I think so, yeah. Sneezing is definitely the thing that you don't want to do when you're a gamer.
And that's $125 a month, thanks to those $5 subscriptions. Thanks, gamers.
That's quick math. That's some quick math for that gaming brain you've got going on.
I do a lot of gaming. Have you ever thought about
doing some math streams?
You guys ever play brain games?
That's gaming.
You guys play that brain games on stream?
Playing Brain Age on the DS, playing Math Blasters on the PC,
playing WarioWare.
I'm hooked on that Mario Teaches Typing right now. I can't get enough of that thing. The stream.
Have you gotten to the level where you have to type out hippopotamus?
I got first place. I got world record on that one. Hippopotamus in under 0.3 seconds.
Well, you can't got WR.
I got the WR on that. You're talking about some GDQs.
That's poggers.
You can't say that.
We gotta cut that out. All right, reset.
Stop saying that. You keep saying that.
I believe in human rights.
Back to the gamer region.
Back to the gamers, yeah. Because that's all that matters.
That's what it's
Anyways,
all about.
As you know, we get the scoops on any of those games that are coming out soon. So I've got my list here of games that I'm looking forward to. I don't know if you guys were able to compile your list over the last year since we talked last.
Sure did.
Yeah, I wanted to take some time. You guys heard about this game called Apex Legends?
Apex Legends. Wait, that's already come out. I've been playing that.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's been out for a long time, but I played it back in it was February 2020 was, and I've been saving it to talk to you guys about.
That was a
it.
Good month.
That was a really good month for gaming. I played a lot of Apex Legends.
That was like the last good month I remember.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Sorry, continue about your Apex Legends.
Oh, no, I was just wondering if you guys... when I played it last February, and I haven't really played it since then. Life's just been a little complicated. But when I was playing Apex Legends last February, I couldn't help but think how much I would love to talk to you guys about it. So I was wondering if you guys had any feelings about it over the last 11 months or so.
Yeah, so I've hopped on to Apex Legends a couple times, you know, playing a few seasons, Wild Frontier, Battle Charge, Meltdown, some of the big names. You know, I got up to the top 10 in the world for healing.
The world?
Healing? Not really any shooting. That's not really my thing. I like to go in and show those gamers, hey, you take over. I'm going to watch your back the whole way through.
Wow, that's Alan, that's fascinating. I gotta ask, what was your favorite character to play as?
Oh, from the entire cast of characters, it's really hard to pick just one. You know, there's a lot of characters game.
Gerald, who do you play as?
I usually play as Lifeline. Well, the two times that I played last February, I played as Lifeline. And I had a good time.
You know,
time.
I'm a big fan of Pathfinder. So, you know, Lifeline and Pathfinder. Alan, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I hopped onto a couple different characters like Crypto, Revenant, Loba, Super Mecha Catbot.
I can't believe they added that with the last patch.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that was a beta patch. That's coming this summer, gamers. Summer 2021.
I also heard that they're adding Bastion from Overwatch into the mix.
Getting a little bit of that cross play and that cross promotion. I love to see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Doja Cat's going to be added to the game this summer as well.
Whoa.
Is that the singer?
That's right. The one and only.
I think that one went over my head. Okay. But anyway.
It's all right, Chrysler. We're all gamers here to catch up after a year of not talking.
Now, Alan, let me ask you, now that I've gotten mine out of the way, what games have you been excited about over the course of the last year since the last time we talked?
Well, you know... Gerald me.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Gerald me. I'm going to go with a deep cut coming out this summer, Vintage Reel. We're going to look at a re-release of a vintage classic from the GameCube coming back, launching on your screens this July. We're talking about a modern take on Double Dash. That's right. That gameplay.
Thought it was going to be Eternal Darkness.
Not Eternal Darkness, but we're going to take a dark take when we look at the 2021 update to Double Dash. This installment features multiplayer battle modes that as previous installments included battle arenas, which are enclosed with varying architecture and a constant arsenal. In addition to the balloon popping game, now you're going to be able to launch Rocket straight into Mario's head.
Oh my God.
Enjoy the entire gore fest with 2021 graphics using your RTX 3090 to render each individual brain segment out of his head as you blow it off in one of those battle arena segments.
You know, I did hear about the controversy surrounding adding the Gib factor to Mario Kart, you know, where the body parts just go flying everywhere. It seemed like a little, like an odd choice.
Yeah, but, you know, with other games like Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare 2.
List, Modern Warfare
list
2.
Three, list three more.
Black Ops.
Let Alan list three more.
Modern Warfare.
Oh, I think your mic is
sorry,
muted.
My mic is muted. No, I just wanted to look at a couple of games released by Activision and McFarlane Toys first-person shooters Call of Duty video game series. Advanced Warfare, Modern
There's
Warfare,
encyclopedic
Warzone,
memory.
Black Ops Cold War. These games all have some level of gore to them that's toggleable in the main menu, where you can actually turn that off if you're not a real gamer.
And as a real gamer, you know that we always play with the blood turned on.
That's right.
Because if there's one thing I know about games with blood in it, blood turned on, it's blood turns on.
Oh, yeah. So, Alan, I have to ask, while you were describing that, you were pretty glued to your computer screen tonight. I have to know, was there any truth to anything that you just said about a Double Dash release?
That's it. That's coming out this summer, 2021, July. Plug in your GameCubes for the first time to the internet. Or,
wow,
another way to do it is a special attribute for Double Dash. You can actually do LAN play using the GameCube broadband adapter. Up to 8 GameCubes can be connected, allowing for 16-player multiplayer games. That's 16 times the fun.
Wow.
You know, that's
another
thing. That's another thing I heard about with this game, is there's a little bit of controversy saying 16 people controlling one cart was very difficult to get the gameplay going. It seems like having 16 on 16 on 16 battles was just impossible to maneuver anything, to control the weapons. It's just like, How would you be able to control anything with 16 different brains operating one machine?
And that's the special thing. If you're a real gamer, you can just meld your gamer minds together to work together to gib all those other players. You ever want to see Yoshi blow apart into several thousand visceral pieces? Now you can.
If you ever wanted to have a race in Toad's Turnpike, and every time you crash into a car, you have to contact the families of the cars that you just crashed into because of the horrible thing you just did, that's going to be there in this sequel I'm reading now. I'm looking at the news right now.
That's right. And our favorite classes are race tracks such as Sherbert Land, Mushroom City, Waluigi Stadium, Dry Dry Desert. All updated with 2021 graphics.
Fascinating stuff there. It's almost as if you've memorized this entire thing.
I've spent a lot of time with this game.
Now, Alan, I guess I just have to ask at this point. In this remake, is there going to be any way to stop Birdo?
There's absolutely no way to stop Birdo.
And that, you know, that's how it should be. That's real. That's gamers, as we say here.
And that's why I'm given...
That's gamer.
That's why,
and as we say every time we say, you know, we say it in unison.
We do say that in unison.
So that, 1, 2, 3.
That's gamers.
It seems like usually we don't count down either. So,
well, it's been a year.
I think we interrupted. Alan was about to give it a final score.
I was gonna give this Mario Kart Double Dash 2021 Visceral Gib Edition a 5 out of 5.
Thought I was going to say 5 out of 10, and that game got a lot better and right immediately.
Yeah, that's right.
That's 50% to 100% for anybody that wasn't paying attention.
And that's quick math.
Quick math. Now, Gerald, me.
Yeah?
I know you've been excited about some upcoming games coming up, too. You said you had something that you were looking forward to. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, there was this. There was just this game that was announced a little recently that you guys might be... might be a little bit familiar with, but that was the new shooter called Current Warfare, you know.
And we're
gonna really see a lot of huge innovations with this one this year. They're really, the Current Warfare franchise is known for really pushing the envelope every time, and I think that Current Warfare 2021 isn't going to be any exception to that rule. There's going to be, some of the main features of this game are going to be a lot of guns based on guns in real life. There's going to be enemy armies. There's going to be killstreak rewards. And the developers of this game from the last entry have added well over 2 killstreak rewards to this game to make it so worth it to level up.
How many levels are there?
12.
Just 12 levels for those gamers to get right in there.
That's all you need. They're cutting out the middleman. They don't want you to grind. They don't want you to feel like you have to put too much time into it. They just want you to be able to hop in, feel good about yourself, and then leave and buy whatever the next game they're coming out with is.
That's what I love to see. You know, I'm getting real tired of these games that just become an endless grind fest. You know, you get in, you want to game real quick, you want to get done, and you want to move on to the next one so you can be the best gamer you can. And if you get stuck on one game, there's no way you can get to those other games. And if you're constantly grinding, how are you supposed to move on?
Yeah, and I really like how they took the menus out of that game, because, man, I just hate when I have to navigate through menus. That just takes away from the time to get to the game.
I hear that in this one, they're implementing a feature where there's a mode where you could just hop into a game with one other person and it'll spawn you right in front of each other. And you just have to shoot the other person. Whoever shoots the other person first wins. And they added that in because sometimes you just don't want to jump into a full game. You don't want to play a full round. You just want that rush. And I think that they're capturing something really, really special with this one.
Well, I can't wait for that to come out. What was it called again?
It was called Current Warfare 2021.
I'm hoping I can get myself one of those early access releases for it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We're all just real, real horny for that.
Maybe now's as good a time as any to go take a break. Gerald, me, why don't you go splash yourself with some ice cold water?
Ice cold, bud.
I'm gonna enjoy this nice, refreshing Balls energy drink. And Alan, what are you gonna do?
Well, I'm just gonna take a sip of my G Fuel sponsored gamer fuel energy game.
Whoa, that sounded like a bong rip.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to the Gamers Region. Gamer region? Both of them. Either one, we've got copyright and trademark for all of them. Go ahead and try to dupe people into thinking you're part of it.
Yeah.
We own all of that shit.
Go ahead and try.
Go ahead and try. See what happens. Our lawyers are on retainer? Is that the...
That's, I think, the right word?
That sounds about right.
It sounds right.
Why don't you guys test it?
I don't really have a lot of time to learn new words unless they're in video games.
Are you feeling Frogger? Then leap. Nothing.
Well, see you later.
Thought I was getting a gamer reference in there for you guys. And
Whoa, hitting us with the deep cut.
Deep cut reference coming from Atari.
They just don't make games like Frogger anymore.
They don't. They should. Would you guys play an HD remake of Frogger?
Oh, absolutely, in a heartbeat. I was playing Persona 5 3 years ago, and I just couldn't help but think about how much I wish that it was more like Frogger.
Well, now's your chance, because it's the 30th anniversary. 1981 to 2021, Frogger 30-year anniversary coming on this gamer region.
Alan, I've got some bad news for you.
What's that, Chrysler?
How long ago do you think 1981 was?
Did I say 30 years?
You sure did.
Oh, boy. That's not quick maths.
Wait, Alan, you're turning to dust. What's happening?
Well, I just found this picture of this Polaroid of Alan in my desk, and he just started looking a little bit older on it.
Anyways.
Where are we going with this?
I think he's making a Dorian Gray reference.
Okay.
Alan, I think you need to take your meds because things are not going well.
I'm going to give this whole segment a 1 out of 5.
Whoa. And this there it was, folks. There was our first rating of the year.
I think that was the second because he gave...
I did give...
Double dash 5 out of 5.
Wow. I would give my knowledge of the ratings that we do on this show a 1 out of 5.
Okay. I give our friendship a 0 out of 5.
Oh. Rough. Let me get one of those.
You can't force it. And for that, I give you a 2 out of 5.
Not bad. I'll take it.
Let's get back to the gamer region. Gamer.
There's two of us here. We're all, or three of us, I guess.
I thought we dropped the Z, but okay, fuck me, I guess.
It's the Gamer Zed region. I told you, we got them all. Now I want to tell you guys about a game I got a special early access release of.
Oh, wow.
This might be something that you heard of coming out late fall 2024. That's right. It's a very early access release.
Talking about this, 3 episodes ahead.
That's right. It'll be on two episodes from now. We'll have that sneak peek for real.
You know what they say about us gamers robbing the cradle?
No.
Please continue.
I guess.
Now, I want to tell you guys about this game. It's coming out. You might have heard of it. A little game called Tickle in the Crystal. I can see by your excited looks that you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Now, of course, I'm very excited about Tickle in the Crystal, but if you could why don't you catch up our viewers, our listeners, our watchers, our hearers.
Our hearers, that's our hearers. The proper term. Yep. I would love to. I would love nothing more. Of course, Tickle in the Crystal. You know what? Why don't I just read the description here? Abandoned by his tribe and living in the shadow of his disgraced father, Tickle's left to reclaim the rightful power handed down from his ancestors. In this epic first-person third-world adventure, you'll need to collect the 930 power crystals to take down the evil Master Sludge, prevent the world from being cast into eternal flames using any combination of over 200 abilities. Game Enforcer magazine calls it the game destined to reshape the way that we look at dating sims forever, and Nintendo Power calls it coming soon. Tickle in the Crystal, capture the goo.
Boy, and this game just came out in early access this year.
Yeah, it's I just got the early access. It's very bare bones kind of playthrough. It's a 30-second demo that they sent me. Now, basically, it's enough to walk from the start screen. You read the tutorial that tells you how to move forward and jump. You go, you move forward, you jump, and then it gets credits.
Now, Chrysler, I have to ask, because this sounds very interesting. In your 30-second demo, were there any mechanics that you think would be great if they put them into the game, potentially? Since you only had that 30-second walking, I'm sure that there's lots of mechanics that you're speculating could possibly be in the game.
I'll tell you, one of the things I'm most excited to see return from this 30-second demo into the full-fledged game is the text. The font that they use is beautiful. I don't know anything about fonts, but I know that I like this reading, and it's easy on the eyes.
Now, Chrysler, about what speed would you say that the words fly across the screen? Would you say it's about a medium?
Let me stop you right there. It's instant. The whole block of text shows up all at the same time. You click a button, and it all goes away. There's no screen scrolling. There's no flipping through pages. Everything's just there all at once. And that's what I like in a game.
So you're telling me that when I'm watching a cutscene, I don't have to read all of that because I can just skip it instantaneously because the words are all there?
That's right. Not only are the words all there for the subtitles, the audio in the game, you have the option of compiling it all into a single clip. So you can have all the lines layered over the top of each other, getting all those lines in one so you can fly through this game at record speed.
Wow. I'm calling Konami right now to tell them they need to add this to all of their future games because this is the future of gaming.
Now, Alan, you seem to have a quizzical look on your face. Is there something that you're not looking forward to with Tickle in the Crystal?
Well, I was looking forward to the text options, too. But I was wondering, are there any options to change the text in the game? So I could maybe choose from Ariel, Courier New, Georgia, Times New Roman? I just like different kinds of sans serif monospace fonts.
And let me stop you there and let you know, yes.
Whoa! That's a great one-word answer for that question, with a lot of options.
Let me tell you, let me rephrase that. Yes, and you can change the colors.
Whoa, that was a feature I wasn't even asking about. Now, when you say the text comes up all at once on screen, does that mean if there's multiple characters on the screen that it just throws the entire script on the screen?
It's actually a little more complicated than that. You might be thinking, oh, it's a dialogue box that has the text written in there for each character. But what they do is they throw up the screen that has the actual photocopy of the script, and you just see the script on your page all at the same time. And you're flipping through the script as you're reading the dialogue.
That's the kind of gamer immersiveness that I look forward to in these kinds of games.
Now, Chrysler, when I'm gaming, I like to have a window open on the side where I'm watching the hit 1994 blockbuster film The Mask. Now, is this the sort of game that you think I'll be able to enjoy Jim Carrey and all of his hilarious antics with while I'm playing? Or is this something that I'm going to have to save until after?
No, you can play this at the same time that you're watching The Mask. In fact, wow. I bet you'll be telling somebody, stop me.
I don't get that. What do you mean?
You'll understand when you see the movie. Alan knows.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chrysler. I've been sitting here in silence, waiting for this game.
Now, another thing, if you pre-order the game right now, 3.5 years before it comes out, you get yourself a genuine replica crystal. Now, these crystals are 14 feet in diameter and over 13 feet high. They register well over 3 tons. So this is only for the most avid of gaming collectors. But if you want to get your hands on one of these bad boys, you can get it for the cool price of $9,000.
And I think that I actually read about this. These are the actual crystals from that giant crystal toxic cave in Mexico, correct? They harvested them from the actual crystal cave?
That's 100% correct.
Wow.
They infuse these crystals with a little bit of the poison from that mine to ensure that it's got a little bit of a glow to it, a natural glow emitting from there. So if you were to display this on top of a little light display, it would give you the maximum effect for it. Now, they do say, if you're going to be near these things, wear a gas mask, because they are deadly.
Do they have any estimate on how long I could enjoy having this crystal in my house before I succumb to its toxic effects?
Long enough to play the demo and finish it twice.
Wow. A company that really cares about the gamers.
Now I gotta ask about this crystal. Will it give me confidence at work, home, social situations, etc.?
There are some side effects, the most important of which would be death.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty important.
Maybe important wasn't the word I was looking for. Maybe it was drastic?
Severe, maybe?
Severe's probably good.
See, now I was looking for a crystal to wear around my neck that contains an essence that gets recharged when I jack it with a bro. Is that something I can do with this crystal?
What was that last part?
Like I said, looking for a crystal that contains an essence that gets recharged when I jack it with a bro. And they also have to have the same crystal in the room.
That might be a problem then, because this crystal here, there's only one being made.
That's the answer I needed. I'll keep looking for another crystal.
Good luck to you and your bros and all your jacking future endeavors. Now, I look forward to whatever games come out in the future, and I look even more forward to talking to you two, my buds, my bros, my gaming guys. Next year, when we have our 18th episode? Was that?
Yeah, that's
18. Sounds about right.
I think
that's what we're at.
Our first episode was about Eternal Darkness, and we've just been waiting for that remake announcement for about 18 years now. As soon as I played that game, I just knew I needed a remake already.
I can't believe they erased everything on my memory card. I've never forgotten them. Moment of silence for my memory card. Now, do you guys have any other games you want to shout out before we end the episode today?
I'd just like to give a special shout out to Mario.
The plumber?
Oh, yeah. He's out there. He's doing his thing. Everybody knows what he's doing, and we're all so proud of him.
And then, Alan, what about you? Is there anyone that you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to a game that was published by Crystal Dynamics, got a fascination with crystals, Blood Omen, Legacy of Kain. Came out 1996 for the PlayStation 1.
Whoa.
Classic console.
Whoa. Is that like the Xbox One?
The very same.
Wow.
Well, now it's back to me. I think I'd also like to give a shout out to Mario, the singer, for Let Me Love You. He's a fantastic artist, and I think you all should listen to him.
And that concludes now, the game. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, you're right. I stepped on your toes, but that does it does include and conclude the gamer region. Like we say here, after every episode, you go out there, and
there's game.
Game on top of it.
Go out there. There's games on top of it.
Game on top of it.
Games.
Goodbye.
See ya.